Our scripture this morning is one simple verse, and I take it from Proverbs 22:6, and it's from the Amplified Bible that I'm reading. Train up a child in the way they should go. Teach them to seek God's wisdom and will for their abilities and talents. And even when they are old, they will not depart from it. As we planned today's worship service, Gabriel and I both talked about how much we really like the message translation of Jesus and the children that we read at the beginning of the service. But as we have gone through the whole week, I kept coming back to the King James Version. They brought the little children. The apostle says, don't leave them alone. But when Jesus saw this, he was very much displeased and said to them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for as such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and he put his hands on them and he blessed them. Jesus says, suffer the little children unto me. Ain't that the truth? We suffer the kids. We do suffer children. And before I was a parent, I thought that children were nothing but sawed-off adults. Reasonably reasonable. Pretty much in control of their emotions and mostly rational. I was wrong. Kids are a pain in the neck. They are forever unreasonable, never rational, and always emotional. From infancy right through to our golden age years, kids are usually dirty even after a bath, mostly smelly, and really loud. And sometimes we suffer the children here at church. I love Bible school. I had a great week, but it was a long week. And we suffer with children. We suffer with them through colic and even more serious illnesses, being bullied, acne, loneliness, uncertainty, broken relationships, school, D-A-Z-E, school days, heartache, and sadly, sometimes even tragedy. And we suffer with them so much it breaks our hearts. Though suffering them, putting up with their antics, and suffering with them, feeling their challenges, there is no place that we would rather have them be than right here in Jesus' loving embrace. We are the hearts and hands of Jesus Christ. And so to be brought near Jesus is to be brought near us. To be embraced by Jesus is to be welcoming to children here in church. And to be embraced and blessed by Jesus means that we embrace and bless the children. Train up a child in Jesus Christ, in Christ's church, embracing them, putting up with them, sometimes holding our nose and plugging our ears while we do it. We love the children and cherish them, get irked with them, and hold them near. And when they are older, they will not depart. Or if they do depart, as I did in my late teens and early 20s, they will remember that Jesus is cherished, that Jesus was loved in this place, that you love Jesus and show them that love. And they will always have that bedrock to fall back on, always. Build them up, guide them, lead them, and they will live out God's plan for them. Kids are messy. Life is messy. Today's service is a big mess. Our faith is messy. But there's only one way we should go, and that's the right way. As we welcome and embrace the children from little Eliana to our Bible school kids, to our participants and crew leaders and our young people going to Nicaragua, and our adult leadership, all the way up to our elder statesmen and women, we are living out what it means to be church. That is a reflection of the kingdom of God. Don't push these children away, Jesus says. Don't ever get between me and them. These children are the very center of the kingdom. Unless you accept the kingdom of God with the simplicity of the child, you'll never get in. Then gathering up the children of all ages, he touched them and he blessed them. We are the hearts and hands of Jesus, calling the children to us, suffering them, putting up with them, suffering with them, entering into their challenge. And we embrace and bless and love them. Amen.